It is all over. Donegal have got off to the Super 8 campaign with victory. They have defeated Meath here today. 2-19 to 1-13 was the final score. It was all about that final quarter, Brendan.
Yeah, all about the final quarter, you know, and brilliant, as I said, response from Donegal from the 21st minute on. Meath only scored once. Donegal scored 8 or 9 times. Couple of big scores in that too, you know. So listen, Donegal will have to look at their first half performance. As I said, the energy just wasn't there that was required. But when the question was asked, boy, did they answer in the last 15-20 minutes. They were superb, some great scores, and I thought in particular Ryan McHugh had an absolutely outstanding game today. He really led the team, and when they were looking for something to give them someone, Ryan McHugh was the man that answered the question.
We've been joined now by Martin McHugh in our commentary position once again. So Martin, Donegal, there was a big question asked of them. Well, it was sitting, what, after 13 minutes, it was 112 to 111 as Meath went in front, but Donegal answered that question, so they did, big time.
Yeah, well, it's good to check the character of the team, and they needed a good test, and we talked about it beforehand, and definitely at that stage, it didn't look good, but, you know, leaders stood up on the field, and that's an important thing. You know, you get different things out of a game, and this game will stand for them, you know, at that stage, you know, when your character is tested and everything else. So look at, you'd be happy with the way it was, because you needed, maybe you didn't get a good enough test in Ulster, and away Tyrone, say, you know, didn't know what style of football they were playing, where they're at, you know, from that point of view. You know, listen, there were big calls, some referees might have given the goal. I checked it was a square ball. You know, Meath could have 2 or 3 other goal chances at that stage. You know, maybe, you know, we maybe didn't go for goals, and we should have went for goals, but they didn't panic on the field and held out. You know, I was just hoping then they were holding on to the ball. I would like to see them, because this could come down, as you said before, in the score difference and push it on. But you'd be happy enough at that stage when you looked at it and you were a point down to end up winning the game by 9 points. You'll take that.
Yeah, we'll certainly take that. They've got a 9-point advantage here on the scoreboard at full time. But Martin, at times there, it was worrying for Donegal.
Yeah, it was worrying. Yeah, it's worrying that, you know, that we're probably conceding too much. Do we need Frank McGlynn on the field from the start to play as a sweeper? We look at it. Maybe that's what we need. We're going man to man and pushing up, but we are conceding. And, you know, you feel that you're going out against Kerry next week, and if you give the Kerry forwards the same space, or the same space that the Meath forwards got today, Oisín, you're going to be in big bother. So we, you know, someone look at. You got away with it today. Over it. They could have got more goals by the time they got the first goal, Meath, they could have had a couple other goals got at that stage. So yeah. Look at, you'll take it. You know, our runners were big today, coming deep. Ryan McHugh, Owen Van Geller, thought a big game as well. But I know his man maybe got 3 points from play, but I thought coming deep, Michael Murphy had a massive game out around that mare. And I thought Owen McHugh added that pace that we needed. Just was a day for pace. Pace struggled, me struggled with pace when we got at them. And Oisín Gallen, even then, there was a pace that got him inside for the goal. All round, you'd be happy. McBrearty Patrick has got another game under his belt. He was very sharp. He scored the goal. He got kicked a very important score. If you look at the book there, Ryan McHugh and Patrick Berry got the first one to level, then Ryan McHugh got the point to put a point up. They were big scores for Donegal. They were important scores at that stage. I know they're two in the young Kilkenny clubmen, I mean, but they were good at that stage. So I look at it, I'm happy enough that we've performed. There's a lot of improvement. That performance there will not be good enough with Kerry, but or Mayo, but look at what it was all about. The day was won, and at that stage you didn't think we'd get 9 points. So we have 9 points on the board, plus 9 points on the board. We'll take it. The crowd are happy here as they go off the field.
What about the next day then in Croke Park? Another big open pitch, Martin. You were talked away about pace. How key is the pace going to be the next day?
Well, pace will be important, but I think we look at it. I think we go back to it. I was actually woke this morning about 6 o'clock and ended up watching Donegal and Cork in that famous All-Ireland semi-final that was on Air Sport in 2012. But we defended really well, and we got the pace up the field as well. Breckham defence. But Mark McHugh was sweeper of that in with Carl Lacey dropping back there with pace. We just took a look on today now, and saying that, Paddy McGrath wasn't there. And Paddy McGrath is probably our best player and the full back line now. You know, we saw Neil McGee did a really good job with Newman. It was just more runners coming from out the field, coming at us and that there. But they did cause us problems today. And we, you know, we're conceding. Where did we concede today? 113. The last day we conceded 216. You know, we can't afford. We've given Cavan forwards and Meath forwards that much of room. If we give that to Kerry, they'll be scoring 220, 222 against you. So, you know, I know these two teams, Donegal and Kerry, met in a challenge game. I think it finished up somewhere like 324 to 321. So look at Kerry, know all about Donegal know all about Kerry. I think we're going to nearly have to go with a sweeper next week, whether it's Frank McGlynn or who we go with. I think we're going to have to give that protection, particularly early on.
Well, you mentioned it earlier. When Paul Brennan went off the field, Meath started to cause us problems.
Yeah, he did. It was Dolan Keoghan then started to cause problems. And you know, from that area out the field, as you said, and other players coming through. I just thought Paul Brennan was doing a job, maybe. You know, Darrow Beale came on. It just took him a while to get into it. Now he settled well and he got up the field very well. But I just think that we look at it, can we afford to go man to man and don't play a sweeper? That's the decision we have to make. Now it's going to affect us going forward and it's going to release a player. But can we afford to do that? And it's going to, because we are getting the scores. Where we score the 219 today again. So looking at like that there, that is impressive. But are we conceding too much at the other end? And what do we look at the good position we're in? We have won the Meath game. You feel that probably Kerry and Mayo will beat Meath as well. So we've won the first game. So yeah. Now, important thing is, you know what to do now? We'll enjoy watching Kerry and Mayo.
How do you think that one's going to go?
Hopefully a few red cards or something like that. And that would make a difference, you know. Yeah. So
just that next game then. How do you think it's going to go? Can Mayo stifle Kerry in any way?
I have a sneaking feeling for Kerry. And you know why? The same thing that happened here today. Killeen O'Sullivan gave us problems today and Brian McMahon with her pace. Pace is a big thing. You know, we had, you know, Owen Van Galler, Ryan McHugh, Michael Murphy coming from deep, and when Oisin Gallen came on there in the field, pace is a massive thing on a football. I think Kerry will have too much pace. I just think the pacey forwards, I say, for Mayo don't have that pace. They're physically big men and they're good. This hot conditions and everything else probably will suit Kerry. I think Kerry and Killarney, I expect Kerry to win it. It would have been nice if Mayo won it, because it would mean that maybe Kerry would be coming next week but not the same confidence. It's hard to know. I expect a Kerry victory now there, and I'm not saying I hope I'm wrong. A draw would be a nice enough result, wouldn't it, Oisin?
You said 4 points earlier before we started, ended up 9.
I'd look like 4. Poor Meath ran out of steam there and everything else, and there'd be a lot of people glad enough that it ended up being 9. There'd be boys looking at different things than I would be looking at and everything else. But I think looking at it, that 4, look at, I said 4. I thought Meath give a very good account of themselves now, you know. But in saying that, Meath were coming off the back of momentum. Donegal haven't played since Ulster final. So yeah. A wee bit of advantage that way with Meath. No pressure on them or anything else. So that's why I think that Meath team will put it up to Mayo next week. Because I think when they'll put it up to them, they'll physically match them and it'll be a different game. They'll not have the same pace as they deal with today, because they didn't play well. But next week, they'll not have to deal that pace. They'll have to deal with big physical, which will suit them. Because their full backline did all right today, you know, considering everything. You know, you look at it out there. So it'll be a different game next week for Meath. And I think Meath will really put it up to Mayo.
Yeah, okay. Martin, thanks today.
Thanks, Oisin.
Okay, we'll leave the last word then to Brendan Kilcoyne, who joined us in co-comedy. So Brendan, Donegal up and running at the end of the day at 25-16-1. It finished up 219-113 at the end of the start of the day, rather. I'm sure Declan Boner would have took that.
Absolutely. They've taken that hands down before the ball was thrown in. You know, a 9-point win. I think that's very harsh on Meath. I don't think scoreline reflects how Meath competed in this game up to the 22nd minute of the second half. So Donegal will be really happy coming away with 9 points, 2 points top of the table, and a 9-point advantage to go further down the line. I think there will be some, they'll have to look at some issues, you know, as Martin said, you know, they're going to come up a big against better forward lines in particular. You know, we saw in the first half Meath, in particular James Conlon, squandering silly chances. You won't find Clifford, Gainey, these guys squandering the same chances. So Donegal have to tighten up in the back, get tighter in the full back line, stop the runners coming from deep. And again, they'll have to revise how they're looking at that. But listen, you'd have taken 219. It's a great score. And again, it's fantastic return. So it is. And, you know, again, you're looking at players standing up and improving all the time.